From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. World leaders meeting in Copenhagen had hoped to emerge from the climate summit there with a sweeping agreement. However, what they ultimately wound up with appears to be something that falls well short of the goal. President Obama said while an agreement has been reached between the U.S., China, India, South Africa, and Brazil that puts in place a mechanism for nations to verify reductions of greenhouse gases, it will not be legally binding. The president said waiting for such an agreement was not an option.
This is a classic example of a situation where if we just waited for that, then we would not make any progress. And in fact, I think there might be such frustration and cynicism that rather than taking one step forward, we ended up taking two steps back.
The president acknowledged the world will need to take more aggressive steps to combat global warming. Mr. Obama is leaving the summit before the final vote to try and beat a storm system moving up the East Coast. Another General Motors brand is going away. The company says it will shut down Saab after a deal to sell the brand to a Dutch car maker fizzled. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
In its heyday, Saab was a quirky-looking brand that sold individualism. But under GM ownership, it never made money and, critics say, lost its image. Through October this year, Saab had sold just 7,400 cars in the U.S. In recent months, General Motors tried to sell Saab to Koenigsegg, a Swedish sports car maker, and Spyker, a Dutch firm. Both deals fell apart. GM is getting rid of lesser brands to better focus the company as it tries to rebuild after an historic bankruptcy. But actually selling those brands has proved difficult in a crowded global marketplace and fragile economy. In September, the company decided to close Saturn. That was after a deal fell through with Roger Penske, the auto retailer and former race car driver. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai has finalized his choices for cabinet posts a month after being sworn in for another term. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reports from Kabul.
The long-awaited list was leaked by the presidential palace a day before it will be submitted to the Afghan parliament for approval. Many of the choices are likely to please Western officials. Staying on in the new government are several ministers the United States and Europe approve of, including those in charge of police in the Afghan army. According to the list, Karzai is also replacing two ministers accused of bribe-taking and embezzlement, signaling his desire to be seen as taking a stand against corruption. But whether the parliament will go along with his list is far from clear. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 20 points to end the week at 10,328. The Nasdaq closed up 31 points to 2,211. The Standard & Poor's 500 gained 6 points today. This is NPR. Economists say there are growing signs this holiday season is going to be different in a number of ways. In addition to shoppers being more thrifty in terms of their spending, they also appear to be using cash or using debit cards to a greater extent than in years past. Another thing that some analysts say has risen in terms of popularity is layaway. Economists say the move away from credit cards is part of an apparent effort to stick more closely to a budget and to avoid the high interest rate charges often associated with those cards. Scientists in Wisconsin are reporting they have figured out how fruit flies in Africa evolved different coloring depending on their environment. The result has interesting implications for human evolution as well. More from NPR's Joe Palca.
Across Africa, the higher the elevation, the darker the pigmentation on a fruit fly's abdomen. A gene called ebony plays a major role in determining color, but in the Africa case, the ebony gene didn't differ among the flies. So researchers at the University of Wisconsin tried to figure out what was going on. As they report in the current issue of the journal Science, it's not the gene that changes, but rather a different stretch of DNA that regulates the gene, turning it on and off. This kind of genetic control is seen in humans. People who become lactose intolerant typically have the same gene as those who don't. Here again, the difference appears to be a stretch of DNA that turns on the gene for infants, but shuts it off in adults. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.
Judges rejecting a move by some residents near the Pontiac Silverdome to block the sale of the sports arena to a Canadian company. Refusing to issue a restraining order, the judge said residents lack any legal standing to intervene. The sale of the 80,000-seat arena generated controversy in part because of what it went for, just $583,000, less than the price of a house in some upscale areas of the country. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.